Finance reporter David Taylor reporting there. New South Wales will host a world-first medicinal cannabis trial for children suffering from severe, drug-resistant epilepsy. The state government has teamed up with a British pharmaceutical company to trial a drug which lessens seizures without any of the psychoactive side effects of street marijuana. The parents of children with epilepsy say the trial offers hope for their kids because the current drugs do have severe side effects. Announcing the trial today, the New South Wales Health Research Minister, Prue Goward, said it was the proudest day of her long political career. David Mark reports.
Teresa Oliver's five-year-old daughter, Isabel, had her first epileptic seizure when she was just 9 months old.
With her seizures and her medication, it has so many horrific side effects, including things like inability to regulate her body temperature, to things like memory function, liver function, having to have tests on her liver and kidneys, blood cell counts. So it's not just the seizures, but it's the horrific side effects that we have from the medication as well. It's a way of life that you don't want for your kid.
Karen Edwards' daughter, Bethany, suffers from a range of side effects, including depression and anxiety, that no five-year-old should experience.
She has her days where she's extremely sad, and she'll just come up to you and say, "I'm really sad, Mummy, and I don't know why," and she'll cry, and there's nothing you can do to help. It's heartbreaking, you know, and you've just got to cuddle her and hold her and just say everything will be okay, you know, but she doesn't understand why she's doing that.
Teresa Oliver and Karen Edwards have both resisted the temptation to try to source medicinal marijuana illegally to help their daughters. But now they may be able to access a new drug that will have its worldwide phase 2 trial in Sydney. The New South Wales Premier, Mike Baird.
Today's the day that we give green light for the use of medical cannabis for children with severe epilepsy. It's a day that I know has given hope to many of these families, and what we want to do is to bring progress as quickly as we possibly can.
The New South Wales Minister for Medical Research, Prue Goward, flew to London to personally lobby GW Pharmaceuticals to conduct the second phase of a medicinal cannabis trial in Sydney.
I'd have to say it's something they said we couldn't do, that couldn't be done, and it's one of the proudest days of my career.
New South Wales is already conducting a medicinal marijuana trial for adults with a terminal illness. This trial for children with severe drug-resistant epilepsy will be coupled with another program that will give some children compassionate access to another GW pharmaceutical drug called Epidiolex, which is currently in phase 3 trials.
We felt there was no other way of getting a drug that would work with children to our children in a reasonable amount of time. So we thought we had nothing to lose by going to see GW Pharma in person and negotiating with them an arrangement that would mean our children would be able to get compassionate access and that we would also be part of, if you like, this new exciting industry in pharmaceuticals.
The world-first trial is for a drug which contains the active cannabinoid cannabidivarin. Dr. John Lawson is from the Sydney Children's Hospital Network.
We, as clinicians, had really given up, pretty much given up on being able to access these medications, and hopefully the outcome is improved care for children and their families with epilepsy.
The drug has been shown to reduce epileptic seizures in adults without producing the psychoactive side effects of marijuana.
The sort of medications that we're trialling will not contain the components that you find on the street. So it's a very different, that's why it's called medicinal cannabis, because they're different compounds.
The trial is indicative of a changing attitude in Australia towards medicinal cannabis. The federal government recently announced that it wants to change the Narcotic Drugs Act so medicinal cannabis can be grown here. Prue Goward.
We should be able to produce it here instead of importing it from overseas or growing it in very small quantities for research purposes.
For now, though, the parents of children with epilepsy are overjoyed to have access to a drug which could potentially change their lives. Teresa Oliver.
I guess it provides opportunity, and the stories we're hearing of as really successful and really exciting, and I guess so much about epilepsy is about the horrific side effects of medication, and if something like this could change our life, then it's really exciting.
Karen Edwards.
My hopes are that she can get on the cannabis, medicinal cannabis, and we can stop giving her all the other drugs.
The trials will begin next year.
That report from David Mark.